Imagine yourself walking through the corridors of time, returning to the dawn of creation, where the deepest secret of existence was known by one man, Enoch. This is an invitation to dive into a story that begins where everything began, with God. For it is He, the undisputed protagonist of a narrative that transcends ages, cultures, and generations. The journey begins with words that echo the foundation of being. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1 verse 1. Through these words, Genesis extends a hand to us, inviting us to explore the origins not only of the cosmos, but also of our own being. As we turn the pages of this sacred book, we are introduced to our Creator, witnessing how, with His voice, He weaves existence from nothing, painting the void with light, life, and color. The first chapter of Genesis reveals to us the magnitude of God, a divine architect whose power and glory are manifested in the creation of the universe. We observe, fascinated, as He shapes chaos, creating a stage for the story of humanity. As the narrative advances to the second chapter, we are introduced to the natural order of things, the breath of life in Adam, the first man, followed by the creation of Eve, the first woman. Together, they form the beginning of humanity, blessed to live in Eden, an earthly paradise. However, the third chapter brings a dramatic twist, humanity's fall. We witness the moment when the serpent seduces Eve, leading her to disobey God. This act not only introduces sin into the world, but also inaugurates a millennia-long quest for redemption. And as if the fall weren't tragedy enough, the fourth chapter leads us to the first recorded murder in history, an act of violence between Cain and Abel, two brothers. This event marks not only the continuation of humanity's fall, but also the complexity of human relationships from the beginning. In the second act of this divine saga, Genesis takes us to a deeply human chapter, marked by the inevitability of death, but also by the promise of something extraordinary. The fifth chapter of the book is a mural depicting the genealogy from Adam to Noah, drawing a lineage that extends through Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In this context, a phrase repeats like a somber refrain, "And then he died." Eight times this sentence echoes, a stark reminder of human mortality, of the brief spark of life we all share. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, each name a story, each story concluded by the same inexorable truth. They lived, breathed, dreamed, and then died. This cadence reminds us of a fundamental biblical truth, expressed in Hebrews 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Death, therefore, is not a coincidence or a mistake, but a divine appointment, a portal to eternity that all, without exception, are destined to cross. However, in this scenario of inevitable mortality emerges a story that defies the pattern, that of Enoch. Unlike his predecessors, this man does not have his ending marked by the phrase, "And then he died." Instead, Genesis 5 from verse 21 to 24 tells us something extraordinary. Enoch walked with God. He lived a life of such communion and faith that at the end of his days on earth, he did not face death. God, in a singular act of grace, took him. Enoch becomes the exception that breaks the rule, a beacon of hope in the human narrative, demonstrating that even in the face of the inevitability of death, faithfulness to God can open unimaginable pathways. The fifth chapter of the book of Genesis tells the story of this extraordinary man, whose earthly existence came to an unusual end. Enoch did not experience death as we know it. He did not leave behind a body, a grave, a funeral, or even a tombstone. His transition from this world was a divine snatching away, being taken by God, leaving a trail of mystery and wonder. And it is in the book of Hebrews that light is shed on this enigmatic walk of Enoch with God, offering a glimpse of how we can aspire to follow in his footsteps. Hebrews 11 verses 5 and 6 reveal to us that Enoch was translated by his faith in such a way that he did not see death, because before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. The key to unraveling Enoch's secret is not in esoteric rituals or ascetic practices beyond the reach of most, but rather in the powerful simplicity of faith. Enoch teaches us that pleasing God, walking with Him, is not a matter of superhuman feats, but of a living faith, of a deep belief in His existence and in the certainty that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. This passage from Hebrews challenges us to reflect on the essence of our faith. How can we, in our journey, walk with God as Enoch did? The answer is as challenging as it is liberating, through faith. Not a passive faith, but an active and dynamic one, which translates into an intimate and constant relationship with the Creator. The story of Enoch is not a distant tale of an unattainable being. It is an invitation for each of us to deepen our relationship with God, believing not only in His existence, but also in His goodness and His power to transform lives. As we delve deeper into the essence of Enoch's walk with God, we uncover a portrait of communion and fidelity that transcends the mere concept of obedience. Enoch's story unfolds as an eloquent narrative about the nature of true friendship with the divine, a timeless lesson about alignment, purpose, and faith. Imagine two friends walking together, side by side, sharing not only the path, but also visions, dreams, and desires. There is a harmony in this shared walk, a synergy born from sharing common purposes and passions. This is how Enoch walked with God, not ahead, presuming to know the way, nor behind, timidly following footsteps already taken. He walked alongside God in a steady rhythm of communion and mutual understanding, marked by a fidelity that endured for 300 years. This walk was not the result of blind obedience, but of a conscious choice to align his life, his desires, and his actions with the heart of God. Enoch loved what God loved, detested what God detested, and kept his focus on pleasing the Creator above all else. Enoch's secret, as revealed to us in Hebrews 11 verse 5, was not in heroic acts or grand sacrifices, but in the powerful simplicity of faith. His faith was not passive, it was a living, active faith that manifested in how he lived, loved, and dedicated himself to knowing God. This active and dynamic faith was the key for Enoch to please God so deeply that he was translated, escaping earthly death. Unlike many around him, Enoch not only acknowledged the existence of God, he celebrated it, appreciating the gift of creation, loving the Creator, and seeking to know Him more each day. Reflecting on years of journeying in the Christian faith, a powerful insight emerges: the centrality and often underestimation of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 serves as a beacon, illuminating the way by highlighting the essence of faith and belief in God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him is not just a phrase. It's a profound truth about the heart of God and what He desires most from us, our faith in Him. This verse reminds us that faith is the cornerstone of our relationship with God. It is no coincidence that Abraham, often called the father of faith, found righteousness in the eyes of God, not through works or acts of charity, but simply by believing in God. This act of faith was enough for righteousness to be attributed to him. This example underscores a powerful truth: faith transcends works. Although good works are a natural expression of our faith, it is belief in God and trust in His character and promises that justify us before Him. Enoch's life is perhaps the most eloquent example of this truth. His walk with God, a walk marked not by death but by heavenly translation, was the direct result of his faith. Enoch experienced an authentic biblical faith, one that not only pleased God, but also transformed his existence. This kind of faith, a faith that fully trusts in God, is what we are all called to pursue. There is no greater fulfillment in life than knowing that we please God. This fulfillment comes from the understanding that we were created for this purpose. Revelation 4 verse 11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Life, at its essence, is an opportunity to glorify God through faith, to live in a way that reflects His love, His grace, and His holiness. In the complex and vibrant tapestry that is human existence, a golden thread stands out. We were created for God's pleasure, and the path to fulfilling this sublime purpose is through faith. The reason why so many people find themselves wandering, filled with inner emptiness and directionless, is not for lack of psychological efforts or superficial changes in their lives, but because they are disconnected from the essential, pleasing God. This is the core of our existence, the starting point for a full and meaningful life. Enoch's journey teaches us that walking with God is not about physical proximity, but spiritual communion, a faith that transcends sight. Enoch lived in a time of great wickedness, surrounded by people who neither recognized nor respected God. Yet his faith was not shaken by the circumstances around him. He firmly believed in the invisible God, obeying his laws and revering him amidst a generation that had lost its way. This deep and unwavering faith was the key to a life that pleased God to such an extent that Enoch was spared from physical death, a divine reward for his diligent pursuit. True biblical faith, Enoch's faith, is an unshakable trust in God, not only for salvation, but as a way of life. It is a faith that does not fear death, for as the Apostle Paul expressed in Philippians 1 verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." This transformative perspective sees death not as an end, but as a passage to eternity, to the welcoming arms of the Lord. The essence of biblical faith lies in the unwavering certainty of our journey on earth and the eternal destiny that awaits us. It is a beacon that illuminates our paths, ensuring that, despite life's storms and challenges, we are accompanied by the kindness and mercy of God every day of our existence, as promised in Psalms 23 verse 6. This promise is not merely a future hope, but a present reality, reinforcing the conviction that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This true and deep faith teaches us not to allow our hearts to be troubled, encouraging us to trust in the Lord God Almighty and in the Lord Jesus Christ, as exhorted in John 14 verse 1. It is the anchor that keeps us steadfast, regardless of the circumstances we face, whether in the joy of answered prayers or in the patience of prolonged waiting. True biblical faith understands that even in disappointments and moments of questioning, when we might think we should be further along in life, that certain dreams should already be fulfilled, or that challenges should have been overcome, all things work together for the good of those who love God, of those who are called according to his purpose, as reminded in Romans 8 verse 28. It is a faith that does not waver or become distracted by momentary circumstances, for it recognizes that our current situation does not alter the eternal reality secured by Christ on the cross. True biblical faith looks beyond the visible horizon, knowing that if our faith and confidence are grounded in Christ, an eternity with Him awaits us. This transformative perspective challenges us to live in alignment with this truth, not measuring our progress or worth by temporary expectations or the pace of our earthly journey. Instead, we are invited to deeply trust in God's plan and timing for our lives, finding peace in the promise that regardless of what we face here, our eternity is secure in Christ. True faith, as demonstrated by the life of Enoch, is a constant, unshakable, even in the most challenging circumstances. Enoch, living amidst a generation marked by sin and iniquity, not only walked with God, but also became a beacon of hope and a prophetic voice, anticipating the future with divine clarity. His walk with God was not merely a solitary act of devotion. It became a mission, a bold proclamation of divine righteousness amidst the corruption of his time. Enoch's ability to see beyond his time, prophesying the coming of the Lord with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment, as described in Jude 1 verses 14 and 15, is a powerful testimony to the vision true faith provides. He understood that despite apparent delay, there would come a day of retribution, a day when all iniquity would be judged and every ungodly word confronted. This prophetic aspect of Enoch's faith teaches us that walking with God in a generation of deceit is not only about maintaining personal integrity, but also about possessing a deeper understanding of divine purposes for the world. It invites us to look beyond immediate appearances, to see with the eyes of faith the larger picture of human history, where God is sovereign and his plans of justice and redemption will be fully realized. Enoch, being so close to the dawn of humanity, reveals an extraordinary prophetic vision capable of transcending millennia. His insight wasn't limited to his immediate context or even to the first coming of Jesus Christ. He looked beyond to the second advent in a distant time over 5,000 years in the future. This ability to see so deeply into time is a powerful demonstration of what it means to walk with God, receiving revelations that surpass common human understanding, seeing the unfolding of divine purpose through the ages. The focus of Enoch's prophecy on the apocalypse is not just a future event, it is a solemn warning to all generations. He prophesies the return of Jesus Christ to execute judgment upon the unjust, upon those who choose to live in the shadows of rebellion against God. The imagery of God coming with 10,000s of his saints to judge the ungodly underscores the seriousness with which God views sin and rebellion. This vision shared by Enoch serves as a call to repentance, a reminder that divine justice will reach everyone without exception. Enoch's life and message teach us about the righteous nature of God. He is not only a God of love and mercy, but also of justice and judgment. This understanding is crucial for us to recognize the holiness of God and the seriousness of sin. Enoch, living in a time of great iniquity, did not remain silent. He preached righteousness and warned his generation of the impending judgment, encouraging all to repent. Enoch's message is as relevant today as it was in his time. We live in a world that often seems to ignore or reject the notion of divine judgment. However, Enoch's warning resonates through the centuries, reminding us that God's judgment is an unavoidable reality, not as a fatalistic destiny, but as a call to repentance and transformation.